Library of Michigan, our state library, doing great things. We put the spotlight on you as we tune in to the Library of Michigan every month. Today's topic, libraries and the 2020 census. How many days until January 1? Yvette Adkin in the house on the phone to talk about this. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been at your Michigan State University Library Systems for a bit, and I know you have done some instrumental instructing, workshops, providing support, and more. And you are now the Library of Michigan's, what, continuing education coordinator?
Yes.
That's good. Keep us all learning forever. Why is the U.S. Census Bureau asking public libraries, Yvette, for help with the 2020 census?
Well, the Census Bureau is well aware that there is a level of just trust in the government in general, so they're asking trusted voices, including libraries, to kind of be that voice for the populations, to convince them that being part of the census is essential.
What are libraries doing to help, then, with the 2020 census?
Libraries are actually doing a lot. I've recently traveled around the state hosting census solution workshops for library staff to teach them how to help people fill out the census. Everything from having job fairs for the Census Bureau to come because they are hiring, and also to have specifically designated workstations for the census to be filled out, to have staff available, and to bring census people in to help people fill out their census, because this is the first year that it's electronic.
Oh, cool. Yep, it is the season. So the big question, why should libraries be working to help, ensure a complete count? Because that's the key.
Well, there are two answers to that. The first answer would be social responsibility. We have to have complete counts in order to ensure that areas receive the maximum amount of funding possible. But more specific to libraries is that library funding, a lot of library funding, including state aid, is calculated by populations, which we get from the decennial census.
All right, Yvette Adkin, again, catching us up to the library is and the 2020 census. What other funding is based off of the census count, then?
They say that about, I believe it is, $375 billion in federal funds is allocated based off of census numbers. This is everything from funding for the Department of Education to roads and, of course, libraries.
That's good. What are, and I'm going to put this in parentheses, hard-to-count populations?
Hard-to-count populations are groups that the Census Bureau has recognized that traditionally have low response rates. Surprisingly to me, one of the hardest to count populations are children under 5. People don't know whether to include their children. Other hard to count populations include a lot of urban areas and people of certain ethnic backgrounds as well.
And how does the census count those residing Alaskan homeless shelters, prisons, maybe even college dorms?
They actually have, and this is, I'm quoting from them, a series of complex algorithms that help determine how many people live in certain areas. People who live in, like, prisons or dormitories, they don't actually fill out their census forms like everybody else. The institution or facility provides the government with numbers on how many people are residing at that location.
The, obviously half of this conversation is about getting involved and being counted. Is the U.S. Census hiring?
I was told that the census is actually at 40% at the moment. That means that 60% of their positions are open. They do have a number of job postings. They're having job fairs all over the country. And you can find what jobs they have open at census.org/jobs.
Nice. And how do I learn more about the 2020 census? Is that the best website to boot?
Yes, except I'm afraid I misspoke. It's census.gov/jobs. I'm so used to working with nonprofits.
Yes. Yeah, don't log on to the wrong site. There you are.
No.
What are you reading as you work within the realms of a library, Yvette?
What am I reading personally?
Yep.
I am reading currently a translation of 17th century Japanese legends.
Goodness gracious. Okay, that's a whole other interview. All right, Yvette, good enough. Anything else you want to share when it comes to the census?
Just that I know that's some distrust, but census data cannot be used. Names are not attached with census data. The only thing attached with census data are addresses. So I just want to encourage everybody to participate in the 2020 census.
Great. And on behalf of the libraries, that is what you are doing. A quick hit with you today on behalf of the State Library. Thanks, Yvette Adkin. Keep up your good work.
Thank you.